That's pretty nice. We've sort of covered the northern and the northern western mountains of North Carolina, and now we're going to switch down to the flat part of the state, the Piedmont, and to some African-American string tradition. When I first moved to North Carolina in 1989, from Philadelphia, by the way, and discovered there were no Kaiser Rolls allowed south of the Mason-Dixon line, and no real hoagies or any of that sort of stuff, and no Frank's beverages, and no tasty cakes. What I did discover was, contrary to what people had told me about the music of the Piedmont having died off, there has still been a great amount of Piedmont music, and there still were fiddlers and banjo pickers and ballad singers around in a part of where I lived. And a little more than 10 years later, the Carolina Chocolate Drops discovered the same thing as well when they came to the Black Banjo Gathering here and now that was held in Boone, North Carolina about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and they met each other and met a guy who's been their mentor and who's a big mentor for me, Joe Thompson, who we've talked about. Let's get the Carolina Chocolate Drops up here right now. Dom Fleming, Rhiannon Giddens, Justin, you out there? We got to get them out from under. We're going to get the umbrella brigade here so the instruments don't get wet. Here we go. Come on down. Hey, y'all. They just been in Ottawa. Got up at 5:30 this morning to come down here to be with you folks here. And
are we?
Yeah. Eh? They're going from A to what? So? So?
All the way up in Canada.
Yeah, okay, I'll switch the ones. Mr. Soundman, we're switching instrument mics here. He's on it. He's doing great. Let's give the sound guy a big round of applause here. They work really hard, and they haven't told him yet, but they're not paying him for the festival. So, no, just kidding. But they'll give him a free T-shirt. How about that? There we go.
Well, yeah, Ottawa was like freaking freezing up there, and they kept telling us that it was an anomaly, that it wasn't normally that cold in August. And we were like, well, we're going back down to the States where it's going to be really hot. Joke's on us.
Well, actually, Rhiannon, when you get home on Monday, it's going to be 93 degrees.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
Back at it again.
What are we playing first?
All right,
so, guys, if this is, I haven't told them this yet. I guess I got to go talk to their management, but this is a... y'all are going to play some, and then if you all play some with me, that'd be great too.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Love it. I love these youngsters.
We take orders really well, particularly when we're like
half asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be doing, if you like what you hear them do here this afternoon, which I'm sure you will, they're going to be on the big stage here later today doing a real official full-blown set with the dancing girls and the, you know, colored lights and the fireworks and the flash pots and spandex.
Give an extra hand of applause for the dancing girls, man, because they've been stuffed in their suitcases all night.
But isn't folks, isn't that right that about 3-4 years ago is when you guys started going to visit Joe Thompson and and put the band together and to represent?
Two years ago.
It's been a fast 2 years, hasn't it? It's been a long 2 years.
Like, oh yeah, that happened.
Can we have a stage guy here to help Rhiannon a little bit? Yeah, why don't you come on up here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're just trying to move it.
Guys, it's going to be time for your last song here soon. I mean, come on.
All right.
Yeah.
Anytime you're ready. We can do Cindy Gow, and I'll just tune this up.
Yeah. So, like Bob said already, we're the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we've been going down to play with Joe for about 10 years now. No, I'm kidding. It's been about 2 years.
Since we were four.
You guys want water?
I think I got some. And this is one of the tunes we learned from him, Cindy Gal. It's a tune that really didn't get out of North Carolina too much. The only other person I knew who even mentioned it was a fella named, last name is Spivey, down in, from where Marvin Gaster's from.
What's his name? God, I can't remember. You and I both, boy. I'm over 50 and you've had no sleep.
Anyway, it's a pretty regional tune.
There are a couple of Spiveys down there.
Yeah,
throw me a G over this one.
All right. Here you go.